Things. It seems like you've been non-stop since America. I mean,
yeah,
since we last learned, you've literally been on the road.
When I was in New York, and then when I came back,
and
I
then Purim so straight away.
I came back and I wasn't able to get regulated, so I was still jet lagged for like a good. I was jet lagged for
till now.
I think 2 days later. Yesterday was the first day I wasn't jet lagged.
Yeah. There's probably a lot of people in town for America, for Purim, and busy stuff. We're chapter 14, and the last thing we did was about Beinoni, and the prayer of the Beinoni. I really like that. You tuned in to that special tefillah, and you took a little picture, a screenshot of it.
Yeah.
And it was a special tefillah that we daven
the tefillah of the Beinoni,
that we shouldn't have the spirit of folly take over us.
Folly. I love that word.
Yeah, like basically we have das. You know, like I've been learning a lot about that the last few days, so it's good timing in a way that we're starting Minas Shamayim again since last learning. So it's more than a week now. So Purim, hopefully the idea is you get adliyot, you get out of your das. But the real point is then to come back to das, the shlemus, to get back to a complete das. And that's as we're building up to Pesach, we're getting a gadlus, getting a moch in the gadlus, and that helps us deal with the Beinoni. I did have the merit on Purim day, not in a frat. Frat was amazing and beyond words. It was also my Yom Yoledet as well around this time. So I'm 44 now. So happy birthday!
Wow, happy birthday!
I got to go to Yerushalayim, Baruch Hashem, after the beautiful Purim here, as we saw by Rav Shlomo and the community here. I was in Yerushalayim and I got to see Shmuel Diamond, the guy who's sending a charei, the packages, and also his wife, and also the one who's given us a summary. So we got to learn, I got to discuss about half an hour, and I put it online. I did send you a recording of it, and if you get around to it, it was quite interesting, deep discussion. He's giving definitely chedushim in terms of Tanya. One of the chedushim he said, which I'll just quickly repeat now, is, and it's very relevant for this whole subject, is we are constantly going in between all these different categories. Really, there is no categories. It's realities. We're moments of being a tzaddik, gomor, tzaddik, eino gomor, Beinoni, Russia, Eina Gomor, Russia, Gomor. We have all different types of moments in life.
Right.
So rather than making it into very, black and white, tabletted, as we got here, like a table style looking at our life, we have to be more real and realize we're going all the way up and down all the time, having Yiridias and Aliyahs, and there's transitional moments into being a Beinoni is where the Baal HaTanya is focusing on. Based on the fact that that's the name of the Sefer and the fact that the majority of the last Parochim, the inner struggle, has all been about the Beinoni. So that was a deep concept to think about it. It's not like you have to now say, I'm this, I'm that. It's not about that. It's about tuning into the reality of your neshama and getting more and more focused into obviously trying to serve Hashem and do Ratzon Hashem, which is really the goal. So I think that was quite clarifying. And he has some other chedushim, but we will get to it hopefully in the right time. I also went to see Meir Zilberberg, and I got to actually see him. It was intense, like he's beyond. I try to get my son's name to him, the Gaboyim there, so haven't seen me around for a while, so they're like, Blazer, we're going to help you out. And I was standing right next to where he runs out to go to the mikveh just before Kriyas Megillah, just after he spoke. I got to hear him daven Shmoneh Esrei, I got to hear him lane. I also by my Rebbe as well. I went to Shloch Manas by the Tom the Rebbe as well. But then I was by Rasimai and he spoke about Megillah's very intense. And then he ran out and he ran past the Gabbai, gave him the letter with my names on it. I just finished writing it as he ran out. Suddenly ran and handed him the settle. So he got the names. And that week, that day, my son got an award, a medal. So the tefillahs were answered pretty quickly, and we found out he's coming home for 4 days, which is starting now. He's on his way home now.
Ooh.
So Baruch Hashem. So we're going to have the whole family home this Shabbos, and I feel like connecting to Tzadikim brings that good news.
Holy
Tzadikim. Baruch Hashem. And I also went to Morgenstern. That was not for me. I mean, it's very holy there, but just it was the Balagan there.
Why?
He himself was holy. But the mutz of it. Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
Just felt like a bit of a balagan. I managed to send a daf gemara, so I dafka sat and learned a daf gemara just to like make seder there for myself.
It's chaos. But
it, I just couldn't. It's not my place.
It's like absolute chaos.
I'm happy there's a tzaddik like that, but it's not my place.
But I don't know. Sometimes I think about like the tzaddikim, like the Baal Shem Tov, and I think about like. I mean, obviously he had his like his talmidim,
close,
right?
Close, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like 60 talmidim or 70 talmidim. We only know of some of them, but. But then I think about like the regular chassidim who just followed him around.
Oh, sure.
And I imagine it was like similar to that of like Reb Morgenstern. Like,
yeah, maybe.
Like Reb Itchemeyer, like Beis Medrash is like an Ari Mikla.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
A collection.
The fact that it brings together all kinds of souls.
Like you just see every. It's just a, is a collection is a big of like lost
blessing
souls.
For all those souls because they have a place.
You see just through Reb Morgenstern. You see chassidim, you see Litvak.
And there's some Hoshev like, people and Bukabalim and Big Tam Chachomim who come there as well. It's not all Balagan, but it just felt like that to me personally. Like I just couldn't. And it, like Reb Simai was brilliant, overly intense. So that I went.
Reb Simai is too much for me.
After a whole tiyul, I went to my friend's house, who's a Talmud Chassid, and it was very Masudah. And then I went to an event by Nissen Black, and there was a surprise guest there, Asaf Arish, such beautiful music. And Nissen Black was amazing as well. And then I ended up back by my Rebbe. And that's where I began the day with by my Rebbe, I ended the day by my Rebbe. My wife is doing Magen David Adom, so she drove me in and picked me up.
Nice.
Yeah, she had to deal with all the drugs of Yerushalayim. But I didn't hear from you, so I did miss seeing you. But it was,
going to Yerushalayim.
I was so busy anyway, honestly.
And my kids, I was like,
oh, you with your kids?
My kids to see Yerushalayim.
With kids, it's a whole different thing. I was running around by myself.
We went to like, we were like around. Yeah. It was a lot. It was a Balagan.
Yeah, Balagan. It took us about an hour and a half to get out of there at the end of the day at 7 o'clock or something.
I beat the traffic. I left at like 5.
Oh wow, we got caught. Anyway, Chas Hashem.
But where is the tefillah part?
The tefillah part was till we got to this point.
Which is where? What's the word?
It begins. If you want to.
Where are we at here? Well, what type? What?
Chapter 14, and it starts at tefillah.
Oh, it's in.
Einu rotze liot rasha afilu sha'achas. Einu. I don't want to be.
Ah, here we go.
Wicked for a minute.
Ki einini rotzios. No, that's mavda.
Yeah. Einini rotzios. Rasha filu sha'acha. I don't want to be a Rasha in for a moment. Because under no circumstances do I want to be part of the seven, heaven forbid, from the one Hashem. Hashem achad. Your iniquity separate you from Hashem. Really, that's really what a chassid should daven for. He wants to be davened to Hashem constantly. Hashem achad. That's the Baal Shem Tov's whole kvun. That if you masich das from your relationship with Hashem, that's like a Avodah Zorah. That's how like able and high level the Baal Shem Tov was, that he was explaining to Am Yisrael that it's all about your relationship with Hashem, basically. And that's this tefillah encapsulates it from the Baal HaTanya beautifully in a very deep way. And also with the it fits the whole learning we're doing of Tanya, the systemized understanding of Nafsha, Ruchi, Nishmasi, these three levels of Levushim, and how it comes out in Ma'aseh Dibur Machshava, that we want to be constantly with Hashem and His Torah and Mitzvahs. You know that you know what the Shmuel Diamond guy said. It was a Chiddush. He said that Hashem doesn't want us from kite. I'm sure you agree with this, based on all our discussions all the weeks. He said he doesn't want us to be religious. He said the only people in the world not religious are real Yinin. Not from Yinin, real Yinin. Yinin who serve Hashem. How's that work? He says, woke, they're religious. Yeah. It's just a different form of religion. Yeah.
Right.
People who are into, politics, it's their religion. Right. Yeah. People who are into religion, it's their religion.
Industrial religion.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas Yiddishkeit, real Yiddishkeit, is about Ratzon Hashem.
Right. Or mechanical Judaism.
Yeah. We're not trying to show anyone nothing. We're not trying to put on a show. We're not trying to, just be communal and all that kind of stuff, even though we have the community in the Sibur. But even the Sibur is Rosh Tevis, Siddiqim, Benin, and Rishoyim. It has all the aspects, yeah? So the idea that we are kolah, all the different kinds of Jews, and we're together serving Hashem, that's the beautiful thing. And he went as far as to say that everyone in this generation is B'nai Aliyah. That's why his website's called B'nai-Aliyah.com.
Wow.
He's saying... Ben? Yeah, no, I don't. He said everyone's B'nai Aliyah. I thought he would. But everyone's B'nai Aliyah. So try figure that one out. How can it be that everyone's Bnei Aliyah? That means they're Siddiq and Gemurim. So he holds, he said that's what the Rebbe was trying to get everyone to, the Bavitcher Rebbe. He was getting everyone to the level of Yechida, that we're all one with Hashem. And in our generation, when we have so much Balagan around us, the fact that we keep serving Hashem, the only way to explain it is the word Bnei Aliyah.
I've actually been reading a book about the Baal Shem Tov now. They have like a biography of him. It's written by the Chabad. Like the Chabad.
I love this for him.
You know, the Chabad publishing house.
I think I read it once as well.
It's like a nice cover. It's like a greenish, whatever it's
called. Yeah, those stories are beyond.
And it's
Siddiqui Nestorim and the whole thing.
They're not just stories. They're like, also like a biography about what he set out to accomplish.
He was a Melamed Tanokhus. He used to teach children.
But he also was, something that was very interesting, you don't hear about, is that he also was very into setting up tzedakah organizations everywhere.
Yeah.
He was raising money. And he was very into people making parnassus, so setting up businesses for Jews. And you think about it and you draw a parallel to like the Lubavitcher Rebbe and how he like mamish like picked up where he left off.
Yeah.
And then you see the next step in our generation, how the light of the Baal Shem Tov is now like it's breaking through the klipas of the, I don't like the word, but it's like the breaking through the klipas of like the Litvisher world.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can walk into
what do you call it? Misnagdish.
Misnagdish, yeah. Like you walk into like the Mir Yeshiva today.
Yeah.
You'll probably find like a Lakuti Maran sitting around somewhere.
Sure. And Purim is such a Chassidish Yom Tov. Like, and everyone's into it.
Like when I was Maran, in Yeshiva, like Lakuti Bowman, Maran was
Chassidish
like,
Yom Tov. And everyone's Maran. Into it.
Yeah. I think. I mean, now it's like probably.
My Rebbe said this as well. I told the Rebbe. He said all the literature Rosh Shivas are Zoilite Rebbes, like Admurim, like the Baal Shem Tov had in mind.
Right.
They give brochas, they fear tish, you know.
No, they're more like, you know, open to all of it. It's not, it was all Avodah Zarah. As a kid, I remember.
Yeah, now it's not like that, thank God. Because the understanding is it's all really about connecting to Hashem.
I understand it's like this is
that's what, the panemius of it.
You know, in a very modern day language, this is the medicine for our generation.
Yeah, and the Bavitcher Rebbe probably was the closest to living like the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov.
Yeah, you know, I'm reading and I'm like, wow, this sounds like the Lubavitcher Rebbe.
Yeah. And that he really, lived it in our world. That's the Pelech. Like he was in America.
Like, yeah, he set
in
up
Brooklyn, like this. in the most, you know, American kind of place.
I know.
And yet he was so Baal Shem Tov style. It wasn't like Baal Shem Tov in Europe. Mm-hmm. You know, in the old days in Ukraine, like when you go to Mezovich, you can see how the Baal Shem Tov would have been that way.
Right.
We're talking about in the craziness of Crown Heights. When I went to 770, you hear the trains underneath your feet.
Yeah.
The whole place is like just shaking also, from it's like, it's the hustle from New York.
Crown Heights is a shared neighborhood with like Haitians, and other, you know, communities that don't really like Jews either.
And the fact that like people like Rogan and all these guys, you know, sorry to bring up Rabbi Rogan again, Havdil, but you know, like he keeps bringing up the tunnels, like the Chabadniks when he makes jokes.
About it.
Again and again, he keeps joking about it, especially to Ari the Jew. He keeps going on and on about it as a joke. It's like a recurring joke now. Like,
what's the joke? Like that,
like the Jews were building tunnels, you know, like they weren't. I mean, it was just a bunch of Mashiachis guys, like a few oddballs in Chabad.
Right.
But, you know, what's beautiful about us is that whatever we do, the world picks up on it.
I know.
So even when we've got oddballs, you know.
I know you would think about it. We're one of the smallest.
Like they give such attention to us. Like just back off.
Insane.
Like there's like half a billion. Half a billion. Is that right? No, sorry, half a million of Ukrainians have died or something.
No one cares.
And all they're going on about is what we're doing.
Right, just last week, somewhere in South Africa, I don't know, some Islamic crazy people came in there and slaughtered hundreds of people, and it was like.
Moscow, what happened there?
Right, yeah, Moscow, no one cares.
Like the Brooklyn, the bridge over there?
No one cares.
We're constantly in the news and it's such a focus.
It's like we build a tunnel underneath.
Some silly little miser, you know?
It's really
And they're going on about some mattress, like Narishkeit. The point is that Am Yisrael are, we are teaching the world about the Neshama. And even if we get it wrong sometimes, the vote is that it will somehow come right. Because in the end, what the Baal HaTanya is telling us through this tefillah is that even a Kal Shebekalim, Yet most unworthy Jew is capable of sacrificing his life for Hashem. When it would come down to it, he'd be most in effort. That's how powerful this tefillah is from the Balatanya. That even the most off the way Jew, most physical, who comes down to put a gun against it, he'll give his life up for Hashem. Right. And that happened throughout all of our history. And that's the truth of our neshama. That's yechida. That's the penimis. That's what the soldiers have shown all in other worlds, that the Israelis mean business. Like even Brogan was saying, like they seem to be really good at what they're doing. Yeah, we are, because we're totally like on a level of Mesiras Nefesh. Yeah. It's saving our people. My son got a medal. He's not happy about the fact when I shared it and was proud father. He isn't the good it is what he was trying to accomplish.
Right. Also, it's like
to protect Am Yisrael. That was the point.
I was listening to a podcast, and this guy was saying podcast.
Poid. Oh, it's American. Podcast. Saying it. Yeah.
And so
you're in New York.
Yeah, the guy was saying how he knows of two instances or three where Israeli, like the Chayalim, jumped on a grenade to save the rest of their platoon.
Yeah, yeah. This has happened.
That doesn't happen in the Russian army.
This isn't like Vietnam stories, you know, like from years ago. This is now.
Right, they jumped on a grenade.
This has been happening throughout this war in Israel. I'm myself showing who we are, like in a spiritual way. Not all the negative versions, like that they twist it into some like genocide or chas v'shalom. We want to bring out Hashem's glory, and we have to take care of these people who want to destroy humanity. They're just against Jewish people are first in line, but there's everyone else as well.
Right.
And we have to do our job, and we're doing it.
Baruch Hashem. Crazy part.
And no matter the world understands it or not, we're doing it. And and that's the thing. Every year, there's living in that state of Mesiras Nefesh. So I'm very excited to have my son come home and celebrate a little bit. And, you know, I haven't had any birthday party yet for my wife or myself with the family. And finally, we're going to get that this week, the Shabbos.
Shabbos.
So Parshas Sa'ar, Parshas Para, and now we're holding in 27th of Tevis in the Tanya, in chapter 14, just in terms of reference. Masha Ein Kein, V'davar Mosel Alev. You got it?
1 second, yeah, I just wanted that.
Just at the end of this tefillah. The whole point is you shouldn't forget the love that's hidden in the heart for Hashem. He ends off and says, I have no desire to be a fool, to deny the truth. That's how we had the shir. Yeah, so just before that, he said a important line. I don't want to deny the truth in any way. That was the end of yesterday's shir, just to give you a summary of Shlomo's shir. He went into Das and the whole thing of Havdalah and getting really to ruck emes, only the truth.
Right.
To be totally, through Chochma Bina Das, we come to only the truth. And that's what's going to fix up
that's
Medina.
The Indian I've been hearing today across the board from different like tzaddikim is like Das.
Das, that's
it's
it.
It's all about Das these days.
I mean, I learned the Moranayim yesterday was Das. I learned the Siva Sholem, how you come to Das through Torah learning. Like, you know, the way we're learning it in Rav Shlomo is the process of the spheres of Chochma Bina Das. Das, according to in the table, he said Das is Yichud. Right. Once again, this idea of synergizing
Das brings
everything.
Together Chachma and Bina,
Yes. And also and connects to the Midas.
Right. And Das is also another word for, it's another word for Das, too.
Das.
No,
knowledge in English.
No, but isn't there like another way what they refer to Das as?
Mochin. That's what the Moranayim said.
Oh, he calls it Mochen.
Yeah, which is, in a way, what we're learning, Chabad, you know.
It's so all about that.
Mochen, the Godless, expanded consciousness. That's the more... And by the way, Shmuel said this Chaim Miller's version, he said, is very impressed with his language. And
Boch Hashem, Boch
so
Hashem.
We get a thumbs up from Shmuel.
Nice. And my friends and I call him Mochen the Kaken.
Yeah.
And we're not
good. So in Mitzrayim, unfortunately, we're a little bit in before we leave Mitzrayim. That's why Pesach is all like all the preparations. You feel like you're a little bit in Mochen Degadlus because you have to deal with all this small stuff. But it's really preparing for the Mochen Degadlus that comes of Pesach.
We're getting rid of the chametz in our lives.
Yes, exactly. And Paraduma is purifying ourselves also, getting ready. Ain came with Davar Moser Lelev is different, however, with something entrusted to the heart. Dahenushi hara moas mamish belev v'sonui. Oh, a new line of Tanya we just learned. There was something entrusted to the heart that one's heart actually abhors and despises the evil that he now creates. That's already when we're starting to get into the level of tzaddik, b'tachlis sina, or afilu shelo b'tachlis sina. with absolute H as a perfect tzaddik does, or even not quite so as the tzaddik she'ena gomor. So the idea that the tzaddik, not the incomplete tzaddik, the idea that we hate the evil in our heart, whatever level it is, either completely or a little bit, that's the level of tzaddik or incomplete tzaddik, but that's the kind of awareness that we get to through this prayer we just mentioned last time we learned. In his Iashashi Emes Amito. See, he's saying the same kind of thing as Rosh Hashanah was talking about this morning, yesterday morning. Ela Aide God of Toka Vahava Hashem, it's a Hava Batanugim Lasanagal Hashem. This cannot be attained in complete truth except through what? The level of intense love called love with experiences delights. So we have to, I hope a little bit, I felt a little bit on a tiny level, my low level, a little bit Purim, I'll be honest. I did feel a certain moment where I was just Tanugim l'sanegal Hashem. I was just delighting in Hashem's godliness. Right. Not because I'm on a high level, I just felt some moment where everything was just so geschmack. Yeah. The wine, the food, the friendship, the love, the family, everything was just gewaldic. Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know if you had that moment on Purim, but it's like the best feeling, yeah. You know? And
you just, it's hard, I don't drink, so it's
even without the drinking, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't have to. I didn't even feel like the wine was the nakuda. Honestly. Yeah? Uh-huh. I didn't get shukha this Purim. I drank a lot, but I didn't get shukha. I just felt like this tanug, this pleasure that was so gavaldic. And we have to thank Hashem for those moments. They're gifts, you know. I'm not such a tzaddik, so probably Hashem gave it to me. Mein al haba, akin to the bliss of the world to come. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
We're basking the radiance of divine presence. And what does that do? It creates a hatred of evil. Because, what you know, how could you allow... You know, even a human, a goy, non-Jew, he looks at this woke stuff and he hates it. He thinks it's such crap and nonsense. How can anyone think that way? It's like madness. So now we're talking about Lahavdil with Tzaddikim, with people who are learning Torah and have connection to Das. When you look at the evil that's going on in the world, you see all the balagan. It's like a nightmare if you go online, right now. It's just got worse. All the machlokeses of fights, arguments, and this thing. I don't want to say all the names, but if you know what's going on, you know what's going on. It's crazy out there. So you start to really hate this confusion, this being created, this division. Concerning one experiences this love of delight, our sages, what do they say? You shall see a glimmer of the reward of the world to come in your lifetime. You hear that? That's a beautiful thing.
Right.
You will see this glimmer of Olam Haba in your life. I mean, look, we're meant to get it every Shabbos, made Olam Haba, but the Gemara and Brochets is saying that you shall get it even. We're not even Lav Dafka talking about Shabbos. Like maybe Purim, maybe Yom Tov, maybe even a day in the week, you can suddenly have a moment of a glimmer of world to come. Now, world to come, you have to understand, is pleasure is so beyond words. We can't even masig the way the Pirkei Avos and other Sfarim talk about the Olam Haba. It's more than, all the pleasures in the world combined would not be Olam Haba. Right. So it's a gift from a Shemayim that they're giving you a glimmer.
I think I experienced this once.
You're going to tell me with the psychedelics. I knew.
Yeah.
You didn't have to say it. Your smile on your face.
It was a real deal. I'm telling you, I was...
Because that, you know what it does? It removes some of the blocks that we have.
Yeah.
But it's artificial. That's the problem.
I don't, it's not artificial. I actually heard someone
maybe
talk
you've
about it.
Experienced it.
What
because you're
told me
a
is
yid
that,
and your neshama was tuned into the truth
of
it.
The reason why it's not the MS is because a yid's job, I actually just heard this, he said, is not just to experience pure R. He says, because pure R is the opposite of Hashem, right? Anyone
this
can
sounds
say.
Like a Jerry Rosenfeld talk.
Yeah, it's actually...
Was it from
wasn't,
him?
It wasn't from him, no.
Yes.
But the idea...
Dr. Benji Epstein?
No. Listen, it's the idea is that Hashem, the whole chiddush of Hashem is that we can turn choshech into R.
Oh.
Right? Like something's like, oh, Hashem's R should pour down on us. That's like, okay, big deal. So he can just pour R on us. The chiddush is that we take the actual good darkness and we transform it. Like the Indian of like, I'm just thinking now, the Indian of like how... But before, like we turn the stick into the snake and then back to the stick. And the same thing, like we turn the water into blood and then back to the water. Like he didn't just make something out of nothing. He took
I think our own journeys in life are an example of that.
And that's the Indian. So that's
we've
the
had
problem
times
with,
of darkness. And in those darknesses, sometimes the greatest light was hidden.
Right, exactly.
And so that's a tremendous tanuk to think back and think, wow, I transformed that moment now into Avodas Hashem because it brought me closer to you.
So that's the thing with Hashem. Psychedelics, you're not necessarily turning the choshech into light. You're just experiencing light.
Well,
which is real, but it's not the...
You didn't earn it, maybe.
You didn't earn it because you're not turning the dark into light. Now, there's an Indian of turning the dark within the psychedelics. You can do that. That's a different Indian. But I remember one time I just experienced... It was a Shefa shower. I knew it was a Shefa shower. Like, I felt it on my skin. I felt Hashem. Is the Ari and Saif. And I remember I had just tears pouring down my face. I knew Hashem Echad. It was like the most incredible experience of my life.
Amazing.
I was like walking around with this smile. I was in a circle of people.
I'm not going to deny. I had my moments. I did Purple Haze back in the day. And my brother-in-law was into, back in the day, I don't know if he wants this recorded, but he was into energy things.
Right.
And he did some energy zaching on me, and I suddenly opened up and just burst into tears. I felt my soul for the first time. As a secular Jew, suddenly like I had this... breaking of you know whatever was blocking me up to suddenly taste the soul, and it just changed my life. I mean, I married his twin sister, so there was obviously some soul connection here. But the idea that these sort of tools, I don't recommend them personally. Like, it's not my thing to recommend alternative ways to get to Hashem, other than through, like, I feel music is a powerful tool.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, I don't, anything that chemicals plays around with your body, I'd think that there's definitely something to it. Like, I see the power of a good Suda or a mill, but there's so many normal ways you could generate that feeling without it having to be like overly chemicaled, stimulant.
I hear that. I can hear you.
I just want to, I think of Shlomo Carlebach saying, get high from Shabbos, You learn how to tune into the natural high.
He was always like that.
Yeah. Like, Siv, avoid
every story that he said. He one time did this stuff.
Yeah. He did it?
Like, one time he ate mushrooms or whatever.
I never heard that.
Yeah. He was totally the same. Wow. Nothing happened to him.
Made no shit of me because he was high anyway.
He was like, this is how I feel all the time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's like, this isn't a chiddush for me.
If that's a true story, it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a true story. I heard it from.
Or Shlomo?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or maybe he said it once in a shiur. I remember one of the two, or he told me it or heard it.
Thus it is written, I shall, Hashem, grant your priestly service as a gift. You hear? We get this Amakoin and we get these gifts. It's based on Parshas Bamidbar, in Parshas Balascha, I think, or Naso, maybe Naso. But you get these priestly servings as a gift. It could be it's even later, actually. No, that was a mistake. So actually, I think it could be a Korach. All the way in Korach, Hashem gives you these gifts, his matnas kahanim. K'moshikasa mocha macher, as explained elsewhere, the rank of a tzaddik is not within every man's reach. It is dependent upon one's loathing of evil, which in turn continues to experience that blissful love, which is a gift from Hashem. So you have this balance. It's crazy. Right. You've got this hatred towards evil and this tremendous love towards Hashem. This blissful love. How many times have you ever used, I don't know, you're not on social media, but people don't really use the blissful emoji so much, because who's in a state of bliss? Emoji? I don't remember what it looks like, because I've hardly ever used it. Because who's ever in a state of blissfulness, Like, when this, the author clarifies, the author Rebbe is clarifying the Talmudic that describes Yov, saying you've created Tzaddikim and you've created Rishayim.
Right.
In the first chapter of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe, how can it be said to have created righteous and wicked men if man is wicked, it is his own doing? Hashem only knows whether one should be clever or foolish, strong or weak, and the like. He gives you like certain mazalas, certain kochas. He does not declare whether one would be righteous or wicked. That's your choice. But doing so would negate man's freedom of choice. How then could Yov say that you've created men as Tzaddikim and Rishayim? The matter becomes clear, having light of the Alter Rebbe's statement that the ability to become a tzaddik is a gift from Hashem, not a grant to every man. You have created tzaddikim. That means that Hashem created souls capable of attaining the rank of tzaddik in the Alter Rebbe word.
Right.
So, maybe we are.
That's what he says here also.
Yeah, go on. Well, how's he say?
But now we understand that free choice only extends to our behavior, thought, speech, and action, right? Machshava Dibur Maisa, whether or not we choose to become a Beinoni. Right, so that it's like when someone says like, "Oh, what's the difference between you know, shtadlus and this or betachin and whatever it is, and how is it Hashem knows what we're gonna do, all that old things?" No, Hashem gives us control of our behavior. Our machshava dibur ma'aseh, that's where we have control and reign over it.
whether or not we choose to become a Beinoni. We do not have free choice over our deep core, whether we will constantly experience pleasurable. Right,
yeah. That's how Purim I got as a gift. It was a gift.
And become a tzaddik.
I wasn't a tzaddik.
The ability
but
to reach the level
gift.
Of tzaddik is really a question of natural disposition of how we were created.
Yeah.
As Job has put it.
Job, Eve, yeah.
Which makes sense, which is also right. That makes sense. Like, also, when you think about it, like, a tzaddik's job is brutal.
Yeah, because now
real
he's responsible.
Tzaddik. He's responsible for Klal Yisrael. Like, again, I'm reading this whole biography about Baal Shem Tov.
Yeah.
And after he was, all this, I didn't even know this, after he was finished learning with Achia.
Yeah, Achia ben Shaloni.
Achia ben Shaloni.
From Tanakh, from the
right, Novi. He was learning with Achia. It was his chavrus, his Rebbe, for a year. And basically, after all that, Achia said, okay, now it's time to go and, you know, spread your light to the world. And he was like, no, like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And then eventually,
he came to Storm. They wanted to stay
here. He wanted to hit it. He said, like, my life is amazing. I sit, I learn all day. I experience like the deepest of the depths, like in my mountain. That
by
I
the
learn.
Way, they said about me, I'm so hidden. They don't even know about me in heaven.
That's a good one. Yeah. And so then he sent a Rev Adam Baal Shem Tov. Right?
Yeah, that was one of the Tzaddikim Nistarim, the originals.
The original, the OG. So you can think of the Marvel character.
There was Yol, there was Adam. He has all these.
Adam Baal Shem. So he came.
I love all these stories.
Adam Baal Shem then wrote a letter to him that was whatever, and he basically told him a story. It was unbelievable.
I feel like when I read these stories, I'm tripping. They're so trippy.
It's insane. Yeah, I always keep thinking, I'm like,
it's so beyond
no
Teva, these people.
He wasn't tripping in my head.
They say, always say about his pipe, you know, the pipe.
Right, his pipe. Yeah, he probably was just like. You know, people have like real Torah on this. I don't know.
No, there's a sefer on it. But
they say that, like, you know, because opium was like a very common medicine back then.
But I still feel they were able to access it without all this.
Yeah. I also think that back then, today we have so many distractions that if we just have a chakras where we're like tuned in, like that's a chiddush.
Yeah.
Like just 45 minutes to an hour of just no distraction, no
phones,
thoughts.
Yeah.
Forget about phones, just thoughts impeding your heads. Like, like imagine 400 years ago, there was no electronics. There was no
radiation.
Like, there was nothing. Like there
radio
was no
waves.
There was no distractions. Like there was no TV. There was no, like your worry about your livelihood wasn't even such a worry either because
just
you were
bread.
So poor.
Yeah, bread and
you were just like,
water.
All I need is just a slice
to make
of
a
bread.
Chasna like for $100,000 or something stupid.
Right, it's not like you're making a chasna or you have to pay taxes or whatever. It's more like, am I going to die today or am I going
to
live?
My wife just sorted out her car yesterday. I had to pay 3,000 shekels. I'm like, just to sort out the car for for the next year. You have to pay the government 1,000 and 2,000 for the car people.
So wife's family, a friend of mine in yeshiva, his mother was related to maybe the Chafetz Chaim's family somehow.
Wow.
Maybe Sonnenfeld. I don't know. Whatever it was. And he was telling me that their minog is at their chuppah. They tell them that they give him a bracha that you should be poor.
Wow.
Because like.
That leads to more Torah.
Because, having money just creates
worries.
more worries. When you're poor, it's much more simpler. You just have to worry about, like, food for your table.
This the sign for Ashiris.
For Ashiris.
Because Ashiris, it doesn't bring you das. It brings you Ashiris, wealth, but it doesn't bring you das. Das is, you could be an ani badas.
Right.
To have das, that's my Rebbe always talks about, Eretz Ashur. There are Ashiris, but they don't have das. So the whole rule is we have to tune into das. Das is the key, knowledge. It's the most, it's real knowledge, true knowledge, emes.
Yeah.
So that's Barasa Tzaddikim. So Eev said, you created Tzaddikim. Kedaita b'takunim sheish neshamas Yisrael kama mina medregas b'chinas. As it says in Tekunim Zohar, there are many grades and degrees in the Jewish soul.
But it's very scary. Today we don't have that
with
tzaddik.
We don't
have that tzaddik who like is...
The tzaddikim themselves feel like they're orphaned. So if they feel that way...
Right. Meaning we have like little pockets of, you know, rebbes and tzaddikim that are like sholed over their chevra, but it's like there's no person who's just like... Even like Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he was like... Everyone held of him. You know, even if you weren't like... even if he wasn't your like...
Yeah.
Mahalach, like everyone knew, like, okay, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky is like, and then this, like, the Yanuka, I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like very skeptical.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, he's a miracle man.
I don't mind hearing some nice things and looking at him playing the organ a little bit, but
yeah,
I don't have a cheshit to go run over there, honestly.
I'm fascinated.
If someone wants to send my name there, because into hate, but I just don't feel it. Like, I'd rather go to the
Israelis
I'd rather go to the Kotel. You know?
Israelis are very into this stuff. Like, they're very, you know, like that world of like, the Yerushalayim, like the
he's not even in Yerushalayim. Like they watch he's like in Renano or somewhere.
They watch like the YouTube videos of him.
Rishon LeZion or something.
Of like his, if you look at he's in Rishon LeZion. Yeah. If you look at his YouTube channel, he has like hundreds of thousands of views, and I'm like, who is watching this stuff? Like,
it shows you,
and it's just like people. I think like Israelis are very
into him all the time.
But yeah,
so I went for Avorish. I saw the amount of people want to kesher with him. It was Peledik. You know, like 5 years, I was one of the people with a phone to him, and it meant I was constantly getting traffic all day, every day to Ravosh, and it was intense to be like a senior.
Leah and I are actually close to his Rebbetzin. We text his Rebbetzin, and she answers us all the time.
Rabbani Orish.
Orish's
wife. Yeah, she does. Yeah,
I have like voice notes on my phone from him and from her.
Yeah, she's very responsive.
There was a time period where like we were a little connected to him.
Yeah, she's responsive.
I have pictures with him.
She was my boss.
She's a boss also. Yeah, she's a boss lady. Tough.
I sent them a message before Purim, just wishing them happy Purim, and also before Shlema to the rabbi. Rav Sholem ben Yemna. These are for Shlema.
Oh, man.
And I spoke to Rav Elgod. He might come here, one of his main rabbonim, come here to do a shir or something. We're trying to work on it.
Yeah.
We
need tzaddikim. We need our...
But the point is, the reality is, what I think is getting to a point where we all have to become a tzaddik. That's what the Rebbe said. What was his closing words? Pretty much, Tam Yisrael, I've done everything I can as a tzaddik.
Right.
Now it's your job. And we have to really all step up now. That's the point. There's no Rebbe Lord Sachs going to go be our voice for Am Yisrael. We don't have any spokespeople. Even Bibi said it the other day. We don't have a spokesperson to represent us and do good PR. So what do we have? We all have to do it. The whole of Klai Yisrael have to step up now. That's it. There's no other way. We all have to become tzaddikim. That's just the reality. So he says, though, there are many grades and degrees of Jewish souls. Hasidim, Giburim, Hamisgabrim, Al Yetzram, pious men, strong men who are gain mastery over the evil inclination, Mare Torah, scholars of the Torah, Nevi'im, Chulu, Tzaddikim, Chulu, Ayin Sham, and so forth. Remember, we had this at the beginning of the Tanya.
Right.
Yeah, that you should be a Tzaddik and don't be a Rasha. That's how the Tanya began. Yeah, Mashpiyim also. The Mashpiyim is.
Right.
We make a Shavua, or it's Mashpiyim upon us, like the Hashpa, the influence on us. That we should, and that's what the Shavua does, constantly influencing us to be a Tzaddik and not to be a Rasha. Yeah. This appears also Rebbe's intention in bringing the Tikkuni Zohar. Rebbe Shlita, it says Rebbe Shlita because it was written before he passed away. The bears examined it, possibly the Rebbe Shlita is implying doubts whether the Alter Rebbe understands the mention of Tzaddikim Tikkuni Zohar as referring to those souls who are born with the capacity to become Tzaddikim. They're the Giburim, they have might over the Yetzirah, but not innate. And then there's the idea of Gevurah and Chasidim and Chesed, the Giburim. Be a Tzaddik, don't be a Rasha, says the Talmud.
Right, a double Lashon over there.
So why does it need a double lashon? Yeah, then to tell us not to be a rasha. So I already said to be a tzaddik. And mishum she'ein kol adam zoch liyos tzaddik, because not everyone can be a tzaddik. Ein adam mishpat bechira b'zeh kokach. The answer is much. Not everyone is privileged to become a tzaddik. So, I mean, this really is getting to the Beinoni Nekuda. This anegal Hashem be'emes. We're not on that level of raka emes, of just pure truth, of hating evil and loving and delighting in Hashem. And it says, therefore, anyway, at least don't be a Rasha. If you can't be the level of a tzaddik, hating evil with your whole being and loving Hashem, let's anegal Hashem, mamish, abba betanugim. You're not on such a high level of tzaddik, so at least don't be a Rasha. Don't give in to the frickin' Yetzer Sahara, excuse my language.
Right.
Yeah, don't give in at least to that nudnik. Yeah, that much don't. And what? Be a Beinoni.
Right.
At the end of the day, be a Beinoni. That's safer Beinonim. That's what we're learning. The in-between is however it calls it. Shvizeb mishpat a bechira, a reshus, and a son of the chodim. And this, everyone has that bechira. to become a Beinoni. See? Because to be a tzaddik is a gift. That's a gift, those levels. But to at least say, I'm not going to be a Rasha, to constantly behave yourself, yeah, literally, be a good guy, yeah, do Ratzon Hashem constantly, that we have the choice. And not listen to the Nudnik doesn't mean we've killed the Yetzer Hara within us, doesn't mean that we're totally enveloped with love of Hashem, but we're not giving in to the Nudnik. Right. That's the Beinoni. Okay, Shavizeh Mishpat Bechira, Harishus Nzalechodim. To control the spirit of lust and heart and to conquer his nature, Shaloye Rasha, Filusha Achas, Koyamav, so that he should not be wicked for even one moment for his life. Bain Bakinas Sumira, Bain Bakinas Asetov, Etov, Ella, what? Toyra. Yeah, this applies both of the realm of turning away from evil and in doing good. How are you gonna do that? Torah study. Because there's no other good than what? Torah. The Haino Tamar Torah Keneged Kulam. And then this is from a Hasidic Sefer. It's not a Litvak Sefer, yeah? It's from the Balatani himself telling us, what's good? Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have a Yetzer Tov? Learn Torah. It balances all the other mitzvahs combined. By freedom of granted, we want to space to man, even if your favorite observing the most difficult mitzvah is a constant Torah study. Yeah, learning Torah. You see how hard it is for us to get a Chavisah set up. Yeah, we had a time period of Hashem every day. We managed to do it. Comes Purim and trips and this and that and Balagan. And coming up Pesach, it's hard.
The Yetzer Hara throws in there.
Yeah, no, but it's love dafka Yetzer Hara. We have to do Ratzon Hashem, which is be a right. Husband and make panasa. But the point is that it's a big mitzvah to learn. So when we do get the opportunity, it's very choshev. Afal pi kein sarach lekvua lo itim gam kein asos eitzus benach shelios mas vara. Nevertheless, it is said that not every person can love evil and attain the love of delights. We are dealing here with Beinoni, yet we must also set aside specific periods to what? To be abhorring evil. How do you do that?
Right.
That's through what? Through learning. This is a hard one. It's not very PC, this one. So because when you're learning the Gemara, you're going to get to a Gemara in Shabbos who says, woman is a vessel full of filth, yeah, and the like. So what does that do?
This was the one we could have told Reb Shlomo about.
Yeah, I know. I kept it quiet. You remember that day? I have even more, Rebbe, and he was like, not for now. He probably didn't want it on his Facebook feed, you know, right. With all the women that listen to the shir. But me personally, I've said it in front of my wife a bunch of times. Why?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, she knows herself. That this world is hevel avolim. Right. And she knows she's got her beauty and she uses it to her advantage and to make shalom bias and all the good things of marriage. But she also knows not to take her womanly powers overly seriously, like the way the world does, where they literally like live for it. Like if you go on any movie, you go on any advertisement, it's all about this taiva. So why don't they ever, did you ever ask this question? Have you ever seen in a movie almost where they talk about the women's period or other aspects of women? Right. Does it come up in a movie?
Never.
Almost never. Why not? Well, that's the reality. Why not be more real? Yeah, there's ups, there's downs, there's times of connection, times of no connection, times where you're bleeding, times where you're not. So why not be real? That's reality. It's not always romance. It can't be every time they're in a movie that never, ever, they're always available for the guy who wants what he wants. Yeah. How can it be? Because obviously it's sheker. Because it's
hilarious.
It's not reality. So that's
because the whole like pressure here on it.
Go on then. What's he say?
I mean, it makes sense. The mind game, which this teaching plays, is to supplant an image that the man finds attractive with one which is naturally repulsive. Logically, there's no reason why a man should find a woman attractive.
Yeah.
Rashi comments on this passage that male attraction to the female is irrational. It's a divine decree. Similarly, there's no logical reason why we should be particularly repulsed by feces. A mixture of water, cellulose, and minerals. But that is human nature. Male attraction by eternal by something he finds unattractive. Playing on the weakness, sage suggests that when a man's attraction is undesirably strong, he should imagine the woman's intestines full of the very same fecal substance that he finds naturally repulsive. Yeah.
And it, like a shaker shiksa, that's where's that come from? The idea that they're filled with shirotzim.
Shirotzim.
They've just eaten like, you know, prawn salad. And you should think of that going around the tummy of that woman you're like having a tie before. And you think, oh, that's disgusting.
Right. They also used to eat cockroaches back then.
Yeah.
They were rich in protein.
So that's a way of eliminating the Yetzer Hara for this inyan is by just being real with the reality that it's not all flowers and perfume and beautiful right. chocolates and tigers. There's a whole disgusting side to it. Yeah?
Right.
And that's what Hashem created, the woman and man, with these realities of beauty and feces. Yeah?
Delicious.
So then what happens? You start all the gluttony, all the delicacies, you realize it's vessels full of food. That's why I sometimes feel like people make right. such an effort for these meals.
Right.
These
it just ends up into poop.
Chosnas. Yeah, so I say to my wife,
look at the food.
I'm not going to go spend 10,000 whatever right, to just go to the toilet.
You could spend 150 shekel on a steak.
I look at life that way. I honestly do. I see past things.
End up the same poop in the same toilet.
I see past things. I thank right. Hashem. It's a gift. It's true right. das. I thank Hashem that I have the ability
to
look at the treats that are in front of you and just really see for wow. where it's going to end up. And then that gives you a whole different perspective. Now, what is it for? To serve Hashem. That's it. Everything right. else is just nonsense.
Baruch Hashem.
Right. Now, in regard to all the pleasures of the world, the wise man foresees what will become of them.
Right.
They right. ultimately rot and become worm and refuse.
Wow.
Conversing, one should train himself, delight and rejoice in God, in the best ability, on the greatness of Hashem's Ein Sof. Now that's the point.
That's the point.
We're having the Purim Suda, and it's the Ein Sof we're experiencing. Every bite of food is not about the tannin of the Gashmi, it's the fact that the Gashmi is Ein Sof.
Ein Sof.
There's nothing else but Hashem. All that's right. what we're tuning into.
Okay, gotta get going.
Yeah, so we should finish off this just before, we'll get to the AFRP.
Right.
One more line. He may well know that he will not attain the degree of loving even delighting God with the fullest measure of truth, but only imagine it. So often it's going to be like you're saying when you're on the psychedelics, it's like it's imagination, yeah? You're not really on that level where you really love Hashem and you really hate evil. But nevertheless, you're using that to serve Hashem.
Right.
And that's good.
You're elevating it.
Yeah, because you're using your mind, your power of imagination, to keep you away from doing wrong things. And what does that make you? A Beinoni.
A Beinoni, okay.
And a Beinoni is... Yeah, Beinoni is gewaldig.
Bizoche.
Yeah. No, that's not the point.
Next time my wife
Chassidus is about eating the food, but with the right das.
Next time my wife makes supper,
enjoying the wife with the right das.
Ends up out, man. You make
something simple. Make
it simple.
Yeah.
Make it easy for me when it comes out.
Yeah. It's all in perspective. Zat Hashem. Zat Hashem. Enjoyed learning. Thank you.